Discuss, challenge, inform, comment, viewpoint on Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
Live comment and discussion with studio guests. Viewpoint.
You're listening to Viewpoint, Talk Radio Europe's current affair programme with a panel. It's sometimes lively, it's sometimes quiet, it's sometimes very, very lively indeed. And this is one of those occasions. Joining me in the studio today, Nathan Thomas, Kate Mulvey and Alistair Lee. 952 78 4000 is the phone number. Studio at talkradioeurope.com, the email, the Facebook. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Europe Official, should you wish to leave a post. We're going to move away from Brexit and all things European, and we're going to go on to the issue of the internet. MPs are accusing social media companies of a shameful failure to tackle online terrorist propaganda and hate speech. In a report, they say sites like Facebook, Twitter and Google aren't doing enough to erase illegal content. There was controversy last month when a murder was streamed live on Facebook. It took them hours to put it down, and now MPs are saying that Facebook has rights to look after, to police the internet. Nathan, I'll have you back. I know, Kate, you're dying to get in there, but I'll let Nathan have a quick his quick tuppence worth before you come on.
The one question about this is, why did this come up now? I mean, it's a serious topic. It's an important topic. It comes up about every 6 months. It becomes an issue somewhere or other. It's an issue in the UK now, and I think it's an issue because, gee, this is a vote getter. And the government is well, let's go after all this evil stuff that is going on. The problem is nobody has, and if you listen to what the government has said over the past couple of days about this, they don't have any serious solution to the problem. And there's no question it is a very serious problem, but I think this is just, you know, let's bring it up now, let's make it sound like we're out to solve the internet problem and people will vote for us.
Well, no, this problem has been going on.
Yes.
No, hang on. For a long time, and the government has been trying to do something about it for a long time. The internet is something new. It is uncharted waters. Therefore, this idea that it is about freedom, within that freedom that the internet and what people are talking about, there is abuse. The abuse is significant, widespread, and very, very serious. Now, the government have asked them, have told them to police sites. 1 in 5 emergency requests to do so have been turned down by Google and by Facebook for cynical reasons. This is a moral issue, and it's an issue that is about what is happening on the internet to vulnerable people, paedophilia, terrorism. There needs to be something done, I think, to limit those freedoms, because at the moment on social media, you get hate mail. What it is, it's freedom without accountability. And that I think, is a central issue.
Nathan.
I agree completely. The question is, you know, it's easy to say, we'll make them police it better. Well, how are you going to make them police it better? How are you going to solve? I mean, it is a problem. It is without question one of the biggest worldwide problem that exists for everybody anywhere. But I have yet to hear anybody come up with a...
But the point is, it is because they are unwilling to cooperate. That is the point.
All right. Then if you're a government, force them to cooperate, ban them.
This is the whole point.
We've got a caller on the line. Perhaps they have the answer. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Oh, Giles, it's Gray again. Sorry, first time I'll call. I actually think I do have actually a solution to it.
Right.
Which would be quite difficult to do, but doable, which would be to license the internet, close it down for about 2 or 3 days completely, and license it so that people, when they log on, have to put in their license in. A bit like online banking, where it's pretty secure. I think that would cut down a lot of the abuse and the problems that you've got. I know it's difficult, but it is actually doable to do that. But it would mean the internet being closed down for 2 or 3 days. Starting afresh, really. Rebooting the internet as such.
Wow. Reboot. I like that idea. Rebooting the internet. Thanks for that one, Gray. Nathan.
Yes, I mean, he's right. It is possible. It could be possible to make everyone sign up and they know who you are, I think it would be possible. I don't know whether technically it is even possible to do that.
Well, it's happening today because everyone has their own IP address. But if you're clever, you can use various different worms to go through the net and create a different IP address.
Doing it is...
So if the idea from the caller is to shut down the net and everyone has their own ID, then you'll just do exactly the same as you do these days and find a way of changing your IP address.
Exactly. So the problem with this is nobody that I've heard has come up with a solution that will really work. The government people in the UK now are saying, well, we have to fine them. We have to make it a criminal offence. But how do you define...
When the terrorist attack happened in London, he sent a WhatsApp message, the terrorist. Now, they actually refused to reveal what that was. So when we're talking about significant abuse that's happening, not just trolling... The companies have been shown to... They are not cooperating. That's the central problem, not what is the government trying to do about it. The government is trying to do something about it.
Well, what are they trying to do?
They have made emergency calls to Google to shut down sites, to take information off. They have refused. They have asked for powers to intercept, to find terrorists. And Facebook talk about freedom. And this is what I think is a central issue, because this idea of freedom, when we talk freedom of the press, newspapers are accountable. Lawyers go through every single sentence in a newspaper to make sure that all facts are correct, et cetera, et cetera. This does not happen on the internet.
Okay, yes, you're exactly right. And there is a very big difference between a broadcast station or a newspaper or something, because there is only one output for it. I mean, somebody can sit and say, no, you can't run that story today because our lawyers have to check it.
Indeed,
and they do. And this happens. But somebody is in control of what goes into that newspaper or what comes out of the broadcasting station. On the internet, there is no control. And I don't know how you do it.
But they have been refusing to cooperate. So the first measure is that these companies, who are scared of losing revenue from advertising, and they are preaching about this so-called freedom, it is bogus. They need to cooperate. That is the first...
All right. Turkey has just banned Wikipedia.
Indeed.
If the government is the government and we're going to take care of this, you don't like what they're doing, ban them.
See how well
that works.
Indeed. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hello, Giles. It's Jason again.
Yes,
Jason. In my view, I'm one of the last of the Luddites, and I've just turned the damn thing off. But the thing is that the problem with the internet is, if you did resolve all these problems, change is always progressive. It's never regressive. And you'd end up sleepwalking into a police-like state. Logistically, I don't know if it could be controlled. People have become so blasé, and they prostitute their lives in the public domain and everything. And once something's out there, it's always there. I myself do not have a digital footprint. So further down the line, you don't want to sleepwalk to like a totalitarian future, do you? Where the state can build profiles and has control over things as the technology exponentially improves. What does the panel think about that?
Thanks for that, Jason. Nathan.
It's not a state. It's the internet. It is a thing. It is not life. Therefore, to police it is not necessarily a bad thing.
The question is, how do you police it? Pick any one of them, Google, Twitter, Facebook, anyway. Do they hire hundreds of thousands of people to read and monitor everything that goes on? That's impossible.
But as I said, is
there any way, and technically I don't know, that everything that goes on the internet, before it goes on the internet, has to go to an editor, to somebody who looks at it and says, is this a proper thing to go out on the internet?
But you're talking about fake news. What I'm talking about is fake news, abuse, whereby the police have put in one in five requests from the police to Google and Facebook have been rejected.
Right,
the government can do something about it.
We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're live on TRE.
Good morning, Giles. Peter again.
Yes, Peter.
Yeah,
The problem is with this is nothing's ever going to be done because these companies are so big now, monopolies. And I thought there was a Monopolies and Mergers Commission and companies weren't allowed to get as big as they are. But they have so much influence and so much power. Governments can talk all day long, but they will never do anything to these companies because they're so big and they favour the governments, especially the US government. I think it was the head of the CIA once said that the best thing ever happened was Facebook. But Google own 88% of market share in search ads. Facebook, which own Instagram and WhatsApp and Messenger, they have 77% of social traffic, and Amazon, 74% of e-book sales. So they are huge companies, much, much too big. Now, one of your panel said this is a new thing, something to do with the internet. When I was a kid in the 60s, people used to have net curtains. And they used to look behind these net curtains and gossip about people, and they used to say nasty things. And my mum used to say, sticks and stones will break your bones and names will never hurt you. But everybody seems so offended these days. You can only take offence. You can't give offence. Everybody seems to be hurt. It's all clickbait, clickbait, clickbait. And these companies are huge. And if you really want to do something about it, break them up. Because Facebook should be made to sell Instagram, WhatsApp, Messenger. Google should get rid of most of what it owns. It's just they're too big. Much, much too big. And they don't need to lobby because they have so much power. And I think it was Woodrow Wilson once said, if monopoly persists, then monopoly will always sit at the helm of government. I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, Peter. Alistair, you want to come back on some points about that. Can a company be too big? You're a successful businessman. You've run companies. You've been in boardrooms. Are these companies just too big?
There's been a battle between business and state since the beginning of time. The caller mentioned the Monopolies and Mergers Commission, which is there to stop